Good morning, and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and with us this morning, Curtis Cannon, the Executive Director, and Lisa Ferguson, the founder and a board member of Hope Haven of East Texas. Good morning. Great to have you both with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Sure thing. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website early in the morning, the day after the show airs. Okay, Lisa and Curtis, it's been a while now, but we've done a show about Hope Haven before. I think maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. And back then, you were working towards the same goal that you're working towards right now, which is a home for young girls who are in special need of a home for some very special reasons. Let's get started by explaining exactly what Hope Haven is and what it does and what its goals are.
Yes, Hope Haven is a girls' home for girls ages 13 to 17 that are in the foster system that haven't been placed in a home. We're going to be hopefully their forever home. That's our plan. So they can stay in the home till they're 18, and then we plan to have a transitional home so that they can be with us through college.
Okay, and this is for girls who have been abused, neglected?
Abused, neglected, and at some time maybe their parents are also deceased and they just haven't been able to be placed.
Okay, it's a very common problem across a broad range of the demographic, but this is a Christian home and it targets girls in this specific age group, and we'll, in a minute we'll get to why that's so important, if I understand you correctly.
Okay. Yes.
Lisa, we mentioned that you're the founder of Hope Haven. Let's get a little bit of background on that, how it all came to be, and anything else you want to say with regard to your mission statement, anything you want to do in the way of fleshing out the information you just gave us.
Okay. About 8 years ago, I was working with women that had been abused, and a friend of mine asked me if I knew about a girl shelter in Tyler and if I would be interested in working with them. And so I, of course, was interested and went to visit the shelter here in Tyler. There's a shelter for girls in Tyler that's been in Tyler approximately 20 years, I believe. And when I went to see the shelter there, I immediately knew that was where I wanted to work. And as we worked with those girls, I started a little program there called Humble Hearts Ministry.
Uh-huh.
And just started learning about the foster system and the girls of that age group, and saw the need for a home for these girls. And just started talking to people that I knew, and there was a man named Paul Christman with his Sunday school class, and
uh-huh.
he came along beside me, and we started asking people what we needed to do, and we started the Hope Haven of East Texas. We got our 501(c)(3) in 2012 and started raising money towards that goal.
Okay, and the goal again being to have a permanent long-term home for girls.
Long-term home, yes.
Oh, okay. And you just had your grand opening not too long ago. We're going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. But before we do that, I want to kind of get a little bit more deeply into the current crisis in the Texas foster care system. You tell us the teenage girls in the foster care system are the least likely to be adopted, and yet there is a lack of long-term care homes and none right now in this area. Curtis, if you want to flesh that out a little bit for us.
Sure. According to the CASA website, there are about 52 children.
CASA being court-appointed special advocates, another
right.
very important agency we've had on the show before.
That's
but
correct.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yes, and they say there are about 52 children in Texas that are removed from their homes every day and put into the foster system. So what this does is this creates a shortage of homes for these kids to go to. When they're removed from their homes that they grew up in, they have to be placed somewhere. And then here in East Texas, we have facilities for the younger children. We have facilities for teenage boys, but we haven't had a facility in the past for teenage girls that are in the foster system. So when the girls move from the younger home and they become teenagers, we're seeing them having to move out of the area to stay in the foster system, going into homes in areas all over the state. And the heart of Hope Haven is we'd like to keep our teenage girls that are in the foster system here in East Texas.
Okay. I wanted to mention, I don't know if I mentioned it at the very beginning of the show, but you have a big fundraiser coming up called Boots and Bling, which is really at the center of why we timed this show the way we did. We want to tell people more about that. Don't want to go into a lot of detail about it right this minute, but I just Wanted to make sure that we got that on the table early in the show and that there's a big chance for people to be a part of all this coming up very, very soon. But from what I understand, Curtis and Lisa, what happens, what you just described perpetuates the problem, creates an ongoing cycle of chaos, instability, and neglect. And again, something we hear about across so many demographics, but the chances of these girls growing up to repeat this cycle of abuse and neglect with their own kids becomes very high. All the more reason to really keep doing what you're doing and get your latest project up and going. Now again, Hope Haven of East Texas was founded to provide a long-term home to teenage foster girls in our area, minister to their needs, equip them with life and job skills, hopefully breaking that cycle and leading to a successful future. There are things you're doing right now on a day-in, day-out basis, which we'll get to shortly, mostly through the Humble Hearts Ministry, I believe. But the real goal for the next few years is to get this Hope Haven home in Lyndale up and going. And up to a point, you have. You had a grand opening in August 19th and 20th, I believe. Tell us about that. Tell us how it went.
Well, it was a big celebration for us. The home was built by Gary Bayless, and it was quite a long process to build a home this size. We have a 16-bed facility that's about 6,500 square feet, so the home took a while to build, and to be able to open our doors saying that the construction is complete was a huge victory for Hope Haven. That also means when the building is finished that we're able to turn in our permit to the state of Texas to house the girls that we want to have in the home. And so having the building done as part of that accomplishment of being able to start our paperwork with the state.
Okay, and that home is located in Lyndale, and what, 3, maybe 6 months down the road, you'll actually have all the paperwork done and be ready to start moving girls in.
Right.
Okay, let's get some other housekeeping items taken care of right now. We want to let people know how to contact you. First of all, our guests this morning, Lisa Ferguson and Curtis Cannon with Hope Haven of East Texas. Best way to get in touch with you is to either phone or send an email or check the website. Let's have the phone and the best email first if people want to contact you.
The phone number in the office is 430-235-2032. And then the best email is probably going to be my email, which is ccannon@hhofet.org.
Okay. I think it's also appropriate to let people know that the website, I found it very informative, very helpful, but it is being redesigned, and in a fairly short period of time, it's going to look even better. So keep checking that website, and pretty soon you'll see even more on there and be able to navigate it, I assume, even better than you can right now. Right. The Facebook page is current. And that's important, not least because that's how people register for the Boots and Bling fundraiser that we're going to be talking about very shortly. So let's hold that thought and move on. It took you about 5 years to raise the funds for the grand opening of the new Hope Haven home. This is over 6,000 feet. It's going to house 16 girls and staff and was built by Bayless Custom Homes, I believe, Gary Bayless and the other fellow that you mentioned.
Paul Chrisman.
Right. I think they were our guests on the show with you about a year and a half or 2 years ago. Let's talk first of all. Go ahead.
I was going to say one of our exciting accomplishments with a building that size is we are debt-free. So we were able to build
right
with the help of the community and gifts from individuals and churches and foundations. We were able to build the building without owing anybody any money.
Okay. So 16 girls and staff, and of course they'll be moving in and out as they age out of the facility further down the road, not ready to really get serious about this yet, but the next step, maybe a few years down the road, is a transitional home for girls who have aged out of the 13 to 17 age category. How will these girls be referred? Will you work through the court system, basically, or are there other ways?
Yes, most of the girls that come into our home will be referred to us from the court system. So the courts will say, you can't go back to the home you grew up in, and so Hope Haven will be a great place for you to be.
Okay, let's get back to what you're doing right now as you work towards this goal, which thankfully is only a few more months down the road. And Lisa, I guess we kind of shoot it back to you. You're the founder and a board member of Hope Haven of East Texas. The main thing, I guess, that you're doing right now is that Humble Hearts Ministry, which is how the whole thing got started. Let's talk a little bit about that and what happens under those auspices.
We work with the girls that are in that shelter. There's usually around 10 girls, and it's an emergency shelter. So they're in that home for approximately 90 days. They stay there while they're waiting to be placed in a permanent placement or a a foster home of some kind. So what we try to do there is make their time as pleasant as possible as volunteers. So we're working as volunteers there, and we're invited guests at, for that facility. So we supply meals to them. They get meals as that facility, but we give them special meals on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings. We provide a Bible study time for them and teaching, give them lessons just on just life skills on that time of night. That's on Tuesdays. Thursday evenings are activities like craft activities, painting, crocheting, whatever they want to do, just different kinds of activities, just a fun evening. And sometimes we watch videos or that kind of thing, just spending time with them. But the main thing we do is sit down and eat with them as a and try to make it like a family environment. We have a lot of women volunteers all over Tyler from different churches. I think we have 12 churches involved in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it done through these specific churches? I'm sure by now people are wondering, this sounds interesting. Maybe I want to volunteer.
Yes. But no, it's not specific churches. We started, I was a member of Green Acres Baptist Church at that time.
Uh-huh.
So we started with them, but we've blossomed through the whole city of Tyler. Just all through all out Tyler, whoever wants to come. Terry Vardaman is our volunteer coordinator. She's also a board member.
Okay.
And she would be who you would contact.
And, if I could butt in here, we will have a volunteer application on our new website.
Okay.
So that would be the easiest way to fill that out when the new website is up and running.
Well, let's get right back to that. Lisa, was there something else you...
Okay. Yeah, the volunteers, that's an awesome ministry because those girls, they don't have any support other than our ministry there, and they are really displaced girls. That ministry will continue as we open our home.
Okay. And again, contact information, 430-235-2032. That 430 area code is slowly working its way into East Texas, so we want to make sure people know not to hit 903. It's 430-235-2032. You can email Curtis Cannon directly, ccannon@hhofet.org. You can go to that hhofet.org website, and pretty soon there will be a volunteer application you can download, and go to that Facebook page too, which you can access through the website. And all this, if you would just want to know more about what's going on with Hope Haven of East Texas, and if you specifically would like to volunteer. You also support other agencies and different churches around the area. Besides what you've already told us, what are some of the things you do in that regard?
If any agency needs help with girls, we can provide clothing, meals, just mentorship, because we have the volunteers to do that, different kinds of things like that.
Okay.
They tell us the need, and then we look and see what we can do for them.
Okay. Again, Lisa Ferguson and Curtis Cannon with Hope Haven of East Texas, our guests this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. A couple of other things that you're kind of working towards right now. Humble Hearts is really the core of your day-in, day-out operations. But
that's how we got started.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and still going strong, and it's going to continue, as you mentioned. Career shadowing, and these career shadowing and college mentoring are a couple of things that you're going to be offering once the Hope Haven home is ready to start accepting girls. What are you doing in those regards right now? I think you're just really kind of working towards a more complete career shadowing and college mentoring programs.
Yes, we're building those programs. That would be the volunteers that we'll need after the home opens. So that Curtis said, you can go to the website, and if you're interested in those programs, you can sign up under the volunteer, if that is where you feel like you can fill that need.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to hear a little bit about why each of these is important to you. I know that it's a work in progress, but pretty soon they'll be up and going. And first of all, career shadowing. Why is that so important?
So the girls, this is what we've learned working with girls in what we call from a trauma-based background. They don't understand that they have a future or a dream. They live in the present because they're actually just surviving. So if they can if we can have a mentor work with them in a career shadowing program, they can learn to dream. They can see that they can put themselves in that career. I actually came from a trauma-based background, and now I'm a nurse practitioner, and I never dreamed of being that nurse practitioner. So I can have a child come along beside me and watch what I do and give them that dream. And that's what we hope, that the community will come along beside us and help these children dream that they can be a working person in the community, and they don't have to perpetuate the cycle that they've lived in.
Okay.
And that's like a parent would do for a child, but that we will not be able to do that just Curtis and I with 16 girls. We're going to need the community to come along with us.
And we've already talked about volunteers and how to volunteer.
Yes.
We'll hit it again later. And soon we're going to be talking about financial donations and about the Boots and Bling Gala.
Yes.
Before we do that, what about college mentoring? Why is that so important, and what are you working towards in that regard?
So part of what we're going to have as a program at the Hope Haven home is that each girl will be preparing while they're in the home for their transition out of the home. So they'll be learning simple life skills like cooking healthy meals, cleaning, doing their own laundry, and things like that that are normal for a functioning home. But also as they get older, we will teach them how to drive. We'll encourage them to get jobs in the community. And so doing things that in a normal family, the girls would do. Part of that is having a dream about your future. And so thinking about college or preparing for a further studying in a degree and career choices, as Lisa was saying, is part of that college mentoring that will be part of their transition program, where they can see this is kind of what we might be able to do when we get out. And so to open up the options for them to what they can be and what they can become when they leave the conservatorship of the state.
Okay. Many ways you can get involved and help you reach your goals. You can purchase an item for the home. You can become a regular donor. You can provide a one-time financial gift, and I assume it's easy to donate financially. Online capability for that, I would imagine.
Yes, we sure
okay.
can.
But one of the best ways, and maybe the best way over the next couple of weeks or so, to contribute to the cause and have a great time doing it is to purchase tickets to, drumroll, fanfare, your largest annual fundraiser, the Hope Haven Showcase Gala. This year, the theme is Boots and Bling. And Lisa, Curtis, just grab that ball, run with it. Tell us all about it. It sounds like a lot of fun for a great cause.
Yes, we have a great time at the Boots and Bling Gala. This is a fifth year to do our fundraiser. We call it the Showcase. And we are showcasing Hope Haven this year since we've had our grand opening. This year, it's September 16th from 6 to 9:30. We're going to have Tuxedo Cats. Sorry about that. And we have a live auction with lots of great things. We'll have Disney tickets, a safari to South Africa, James Avery jewelry, Kendra Scott jewelry. We also have a full set of braces to live auction. We have all kinds of things there for people to do. We have a fun games called the paddle game. That sounds kind of crazy, right? Paddle game.
No,
we're not going to be paddling anybody, but we're having we're going to do it's like heads or tails game. You spend $20 to win a $250 prize. So that's always a great thing to do. So we'll be doing that, and you're going to get to learn all about Hope Haven too. And then there'll be a time of dancing with the Tuxedo Cats at the end, and great food from Peepaw's Barbecue in Lindale.
Okay, I haven't tried that place yet.
Yeah,
so,
it's really good.
Popping up like crazy around East Texas these days, just these new restaurants. I'll have to make that. That's a catchy name, Peepaw's Barbecue.
Yeah,
you have to make a note of that.
It's
going to
be ribs and chicken and sausage.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm officially getting hungry
and lots
already.
Lots of desserts.
We have chocolate cakes and bread pudding, I think, and all kinds of things.
Okay. Now, we're talking about Hope Haven. We have Lisa Ferguson and Curtis Cannon with us today, Hope Haven of East Texas. And let's just kind of review the basic purpose and mission of Hope Haven in case folks are just now tuning in.
The basic purpose is to house girls that have been displaced at ages 13 to 17. They've been displaced due to abuse, neglect, or I'm sorry.
You're good. Just the ones, in some cases, they've been left behind by their parents, I believe
yes.
you told us. Okay.
So we wanted to include it's a faith-based home, and we're going to include the churches in the community and the families in the community. And the home is...
It's in... Okay. Of course, in Lyndale.
Right.
We're going to be housing 16 girls.
We'll have 16 girls in the home. They will go to the Lyndale Public School System.
Okay, that's an important point.
Right. Yeah. And it'll be a place for them to grow, thrive, heal, and adjust to life and be prepared for life outside of the home when they get older.
Okay, and getting back to Boots and Bling, let's review here quickly. Saturday, September 16th, 6 till 9:30. It's at Pickers Pavilion. That's in downtown Lyndale. At Blackberry Square, the street address is 205 East North Street, in case you're not that familiar with Lyndale or with some of the newer facilities that have popped up in bustling Lyndale over the past few years. Boots and Bling on behalf of the Hope Haven of East Texas at Pickers Pavilion, September 16th, 6 to 9:30 p.m. It'll be at Blackberry Square, 205 East North Street. Entertainment by the Tuxedo Cats. Can you tell us a little bit about them? I don't know if I'm familiar with the Tuxedo Cats.
They're... local band. They do a lot of cover music and some of their own music, but it's just a fun group.
Yeah, they're awesome. They Mike Harper, that's the KVNE, mm-hmm. he is the drummer in the band, and they play a lot of actually 70s, 80s rock and roll.
Okay.
They can play some country music as well. They can play anything, but they're very fun. That What I like about them is they play and they don't take a lot of breaks. They're very good band. They have a following here in Tyler. They play all over Tyler.
Mm-hmm. That always, the part about not taking any breaks always makes for a good concert.
Yes, it's fun.
And you have dinner, music, dancing, silent and live auctions. Did we mention the dessert auction?
Yeah, we're going to have a silent auction for desserts. So we have special desserts made from the community, so they're homemade desserts.
Okay. Tickets are available at eventbrite.com. And rather than go through the long eventbrite.com address, I think you mentioned before we went to air that the easiest way to register and get tickets is just to go to the Facebook page, and you can find that on the Hope Haven of East Texas website, hhofet.org. Facebook page will be right there, and then from there you can just link very easily to eventbrite.com.
Right.
Get your tickets.
Yeah, put Lyndale at Eventbrite, and then put the city Lyndale in, and you'll come right to it.
Oh, okay, that's another way, possibly an
yes,
easier way to take care of that.
Also, I wanted to say that we have had such a great support this year that our overhead has been donated. So all the funds for the tickets, if you pay $40, it's going directly to the girls.
Okay.
So everything that you pay doesn't go to overhead this year. It's going straight to the girls' home.
All right. $40 and $25 for girls, for people, I should mm-hmm. say. What, is it 16 and under?
It's just students.
Student or children, yes.
Okay. Kids and students, $16. Adults, $40, basically. And you can get all that information mm-hmm. by making that phone call or going to the website. Let's give that phone number out again. It's 430-235-2032. Email is ccannon@hhofet.org. And the website is hhofet.org. It's being redesigned right now, so you'll see an even bigger and better one in the near future. Facebook page is current.
And Eventbrite is the best place to get those tickets.
Eventbrite is the best place to get those tickets. Auction items, did we mention this earlier about there are some, you can get weeks at Pine Cove, an African
yes.
safari.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did, but...
There's an Argentinian, there's a long list of things. So there's an Argentinian dove hunt.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's
a side of beef. That's
side
pretty
of beef.
Exciting.
Yeah.
We have a long list.
Full set of
braces,
WeatherTech mats, and tons more.
Yes.
So when you use the term Boots and
Bling
Gala,
you're going to get a raffle for free stuff as well.
All right. So when you call it the Boots and Bling Gala, you know whereof you speak.
We try to have a fun time as well.
Mm.
And this year, you're also going to get to meet all the new staff and the board members. So we're really going to show off Hope Haven this year.
Okay, that will be absolutely great. Let's see here. Again, Saturday, September 16th, 6 to 9:30 p.m. I know that you're really trying to get those seats filled.
Yes.
And you really want bidders for the auctions. Maybe if we just talk a little bit about some of the sponsorship packages as well.
Mm-hmm. So you can sponsor, of course, any amount you would like. A $1,000 sponsor gets 8 tickets and publicity on our, we'll put your logo up and show your publicity so your company gets some advertisement. $500 gets also a table, and but just a table with 8 seats, and we don't have room for your logo on a banner if you and then $100 ticket is 2 tickets.
Okay, so the gold is $1,000, silver is $500, yes. And bronze is $100. Tickets $40 for adults, $25. It says on some of the information on the sponsorship package, child under 16, $25. Is that basically the rule of thumb we need to be going by?
Yes, that would be the best way to do that, I think.
Okay. Okay. All right. I think we were maybe not quite that specific earlier, but this way people will know exactly. And, of course, more information at 430-235-2032. You can email ccannon at hhofet.org. Go to the website, hhofet.org. And the Facebook page is current, eventbrite.com, which can be accessed through Facebook or any other way that I think people who are savvy on the web are probably going to know how to get there without too much trouble. But is there any kind of a cutoff deadline that you know of right now for when people can buy tickets? As far as you know right now, can they get them right up till the minute? Is there going to be
any kind of a... No, we need it to be the week before.
Okay.
Which I don't... Because we have to get a headcount for the food.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. And if you want to make a mental note of that, again, the event is September 16th.
So it'd be the...
Maybe like around the 11th of September or something.
Yes. That's good.
Okay. Good. All righty. Let's talk a little bit. We have a couple of minutes left about the next step down the road for you, the transition home. And I know you told us that you need to take a breather before you really start getting busy with that. But once the home for the girls, ages 13 through 17, is up and going later this year or possibly early next year, what are we looking at with regard to a transition home that would be maybe a few more years down the road?
Down the line, as girls come into our program and then as they get to a point to where they age out or move on, we would like to have a program set up for success for their future. We're not quite sure yet what that looks like, but we've seen other homes in Texas that have rented a fourplex or apartment complex near a university, near a bus route, near jobs, and so to have a place that they could go to live where they could get easily to their careers or their further education, where they would live in a group of people, but they would have the freedom of knowing that they are cooking for themselves, they're cleaning for themselves, they're doing life on their own. They're not in another institution, but at the same time, there's a little bit of support in that network.
Okay, and once you get boots and bling done, you get the home. The home's already built, but once you get it up and going and get it to where you actually have, are you going to have 16 girls in the home right away, or is that going to take a little while to build?
There's such a crisis that they're telling us we could fill the home right now if we needed to.
Uh-huh.
So we will probably be filling it pretty quickly once we get our permits from the state.
And that brings us right back to the real reason you are in business. There is such a problem, such a crisis out there, and you're going to be doing something that no one else in East Texas is doing, putting this home in business for girls who really need a long-term home because of the different problems that they have been encountering, probably in most cases for their entire lives. We're about to wrap up the show here. We've been talking to Lisa Ferguson and Curtis Cannon with Hope Haven of East Texas with a focus, and let's get this information out there one more time, with a focus on the Boots and Bling fundraising gala coming up Saturday, September 16th, 6 to 9:30 at the Pickers Pavilion in downtown Lyndale. More information about that on the website, hhofet.org. And the phone number is 430-235-2032. We're out of time, though, but Curtis and Lisa, thanks so much for coming in and sharing this really exciting news with us.
Thank you for having us. We really enjoyed it.
You bet. Curtis Cannon, Lisa Ferguson with Hope Haven of East Texas, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us. See you again next week on In Focus.